Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Howdy, hi, howdy, ho, everybody. It's Crab Diving Tuesday. Hurtling at ya from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, USA. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. here on the Pacific Type Coast. A little bit after 5 if you're listening to us there and we're tickling your ear holes live. If it ain't that time, you're possibly listening to us as a rerun here on the great Crab Diving Network, crabdiving.com/live, or you've downloaded us as an amazing, wonderful gift that you can get at iTunes, at Stitcher.
Easy, breezy, beautiful, fuck you.
Or at crabdiving.com. We're going to be here for the next couple hours. My name is Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Good morning, America. How's it going?
Good morning, America. What's going on?
I don't know. I don't know. Well, we're done with racism. We're done with homophobia. Bang.
We are.
Bang.
It's a little hot as fuck here in SoCal.
So warm.
Not a lot of the central air conditioning deal going on here at Crab Diving Studios because we have an ancient building. But we do have our ghetto air conditioners going. Both going at full force. Our homemade DIY air conditioning
units.
What did
the late, great Elvis Presley say? In the ghetto.
More Coke, please.
No. In the ghetto.
That's right.
I mean, I don't know what that means.
Something about a child, baby crying in the ghetto. I think it's a not pleasant song.
What's your favorite Elvis song? Mine's Suspicious.
Suspicious Mind.
Or is it Eyes?
Really?
Suspicious Mind. Why? What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
Asshole, what do you like? Is that a shitty one?
It's just fat old Elvis. It's kind of fat 70s. Suspicious Mind.
Oh, it's so good, though. We can't go on together. And then that backup group he always had. Suspicious Mind.
Right. I like the older, older Elvis.
If only he lived, he would have aged.
Rock kind
of. Yeah, he would have aged so well.
Right. Yeah, he would have been in. He'd probably still have a room in Vegas.
He would have the
Branson.
Branson, yeah.
He'd be right between Yakov Smirnoff.
Right.
And the Grand Ole Opry, whatever the hell they got going in Branson.
I think he would have to have a dialysis machine with him on stage.
Yeah. And a gun. Didn't he? He shot the TV, right? Wasn't that the famous story?
Did he really?
That he was watching TV with his friends, and he was always had a gun with him and on him. And
fucking rednecks.
He was all drugged and alcoholed up and got mad at the TV and just shot it.
Right.
Woohoo!
Hell yeah, boy!
Congratulations to Elvis.
Fuck you,
Presley.
Fuck you!
You think Elvis would have been happy with SCOTUS and marriage equality?
God, who knows? you never know. He was...
That's not his thing.
Well,
you know?
He was... Remember, he was the great Satan of his time, right? In the 50s, you were heading right into the path of homosexuality.
Right.
And baby eating if you started listening to Elvis music,
he
right?
Moved his hips.
He did. I saw him move his hips and stuff and tell kids to say no to their parents.
Right. I don't feel like he's... You know, I'm sure he would be fine. I don't think he would have like a... He would be real homophobic. I just don't think he'd give a shit. I think Elvis is more like there's no way Elvis would not be on meth. Elvis would be like, oh, look at this meth thing we've invented. This is amazing.
What is this meth you speak of?
Fuck you guys. Right. I'm on meth. He wouldn't give two shits about politics.
I would hope. I wonder if how much.
He loved getting high and eating.
Yeah, I wonder how much of an icon he is to, you know, the Rugrats of today.
Oh, they don't give a shit. They don't know from music. They're stupid.
Well, not even walk for music, like, but, you know, I mean, we know famous people from before our era. We know who fucking Frank Sinatra is.
And we're not assholes, though.
Stuff like that. Do they know who the big icons were? Although,
Billy Ocean.
There are people who don't know who the Beatles are. Who don't know who the Beatles
Come on,
are.
That's not true.
Yeah.
That's not true. I'm do you know saying. Who, do you remember Billy Ocean?
Caribbean Queen.
Okay, there you go.
Of course. And then there was another one, but the Caribbean Queen is the one I remember.
He had some bad ones, Billy Ocean. Get out of my dreams.
Oh, get
beep,
into
beep, my beep, beep. Get into my
little
car.
Rapey.
Beep, beep.
Little
beep,
rapey.
Beep. Real rapey. Hey, the 80s were pretty rapey.
Yeah, right.
No parking, baby.
Did Cosby write that one?
Yes, he did. He collaborated with Billy Ocean on many. Well, Billy Ocean, didn't he write the theme
the
to Cosby?
Rape-tastic, the rape-tastic hits of the 80s.
Billy Ocean was like, hey, Bill, it's Bill. I need help on some song lyrics. He's like, is it a rapey song?
Hold on a second, Billy. I've got Michael Jackson on the other line waiting for the perfect recipe for a 107-pound 9-year-old.
Michael Jackson and Bill Cosby can't come to the phone right now. They're both in the lab working on their cocktails.
Working on Elvis's new meth.
You guys will make some rape punch tonight.
We can see what's happening.
We should.
I have no idea what's going on in the headlines.
Who cares?
Lamestream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
Lamestream media from the Crab Diving News Studios high atop the Crab Diving Tower. Los Angeles, California. Dateline, June the 30th, 2015.
The year of our Lord.
I fucked up.
These are the headlines.
And so say we all.
So say we all.
Fucked everything up. Can we take the show back to one, please?
Yeah, we're going to have to rewind. It's your favorite word. You get, Ryan, you should read the headline. It's a picture of a vexed-looking Angela Merkel, and the headline says...
Nine!
Uh-oh.
Hold on!
It looks like Angela Merkel is saying...
Nine!
Shit on you to the members of Greece.
Bring me my glass coffee table.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel...
Scheißen!
...ruled out new negotiations with Greece until after it votes on a proposal from creditors.
Oui.
Oops. Leaving virtually no hope left to avert a midnight two-night default, despite pleas from Athens. Oh, please.
God, it sounds like classical theater. Despite pleas from Athens!
Right. For a last-minute bailout extension.
Nine!
As the clock ticked down on Tuesday.
Liquid you.
Towards midnight, when billions of euros in locked-up bailout funds are due to expire... Eurozone finance ministers. See, that just doesn't make
Zunes.
It. Zunes! They're going to have a conference call.
Yes.
At 1700 GMT.
Oh, who gives a fuck?
So 5 p.m. Greenwich Meridian.
How do you do that?
Which is...
You had 12 to
roughly
5?
Roughly, it already happened.
Oh. So what happened? Anything good or
probably
bad?
Probably 10 a.m.-ish, 11 a.m.-ish here. Merkel said there'd be no negotiations
Michael.
Until after a July 5th referendum that Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras has called on an offer to make last week. So the Uber poobah of Greece is like, hey, dudes, our people here are going to vote on whether to shoot themselves in the head with more austerity.
Shoot yourself.
Or whether we should bend over and allow the big German schlong to enter us.
Oh.
The big German schlong of Angela Merkel.
Ooh. Strap on Merkel.
And so she's now saying no more negotiations until your people vote.
Oh,
basically, it's probably going to be an up or down vote almost for whether they stay... in the European Union.
Does crab diving support Merkel in this venture?
You know, this part of crab diving doesn't know enough about it,
oh,
the
I was
whole situation.
Say,
but
this part of crab diving will agree with that part of crab diving, because I don't know.
But this part of
why
crab
do I
diving,
give a shit?
Yeah, well, it's a massive ripple effect for
massive.
The entire world. It's already affected world markets. But
is it super shitty?
I don't know. My gut is leaning with the You okay?
Sorry, yeah, man. I played softball on Sunday.
That was a weekend warrior groan.
God, it hurt. Yeah, that was a 40-year-old. You're an asshole. This big fat ass, 6'2", tub of lard, was blocking first base, which every asshole knows.
You're not allowed to do.
The base runner gets the lane, and I would be goddamn if I was going to give up my base to that guy.
You don't tag first.
I ran as hard as I could into this guy, shoulder first, and I fell right down. I was like, ah! And then I had to crawl to the bag to touch it. And the guy at our first base coach is like, you all right? And I was like, yeah, I need a second. I had to gather myself.
Is this on video?
No.
Oh, how sad.
It's lost forever.
The vaporized moment in time. So that's what's going on in Europe. I think, like I said, my gut, I don't know. I lean towards the socialist-y, get off our backs, evil corporate bank lords who sucked us dry forced us further and further into debt.
You almost make that sound like part of it was enjoyable.
Not that good kind of sucked dry.
Noted.
I mean, austerity doesn't work. It's been shown not to work. I don't know why they're trying to...
Why are you so negative?
...implement it on these, on the Greek people. And then let's think about it. Okay, right. The entire structure of Europe could collapse.
No.
They're $1.something billion... is what their payment is today.
Would it make it cheaper to visit Europe if their entire structure collapsed?
But look at the Coke cunts.
Yes.
The Cokes could save Europe right now.
Why don't they?
With a check.
Why don't they?
With a check. They could write a check.
Really?
For one, put it, the two of them together, they have $100 million. 1/100th of their wealth. They could save Greece.
Can we make him do it?
And save... No. Well,
do it!
No, not yet.
Why not? Hey.
But they should. That's what they should be doing there, is they should be taxing the fuck out of the European versions of the Cokes. And again, they're better than us here, but they're still under the giant ball sack of predatory capitalism over there.
Why are you hating on austerity? For reals. Is it bad?
Because the people get fucked. For the bankers, you think any of these bankers are having trouble eating?
Well, I don't know them.
You think any of the rich motherfuckers of Greece are any less rich than they were before?
No.
Maybe a little, but is it going to affect their day-to-day life?
It might. If those poor people who slap with austerity, they go into the street, Les Mis action.
That's what they're worried about.
Head on the pike.
And that's what they kind of did with the ballot box. They put in that socialist who's like, fuck you. We're not going to take your austerity.
No.
We're going to spend more money and give more people jobs and give people government jobs and stuff. And the Europeans aren't abiding by that.
The reason the EU has a problem with Greece is because they could be taxing their wealthy people and be out of this, but they're not. Is that correct?
I mean, I think that's probably part of it, yeah. And... Shitty people running countries that are bleeding it dry. I don't think people are voting. None of these crises are caused by the poor. Let's all put that as a baseline acceptance.
You know,
none of these problems of any of these countries economically are caused by the poor.
As soon as you said that, I was putting down my coffee cup, and I'm like, I could very well throw it right now, because that is so true. And I just think, again, we talked about this yesterday. Big oil, globally, subsidized, $10 million a minute.
Per minute.
We've been on the show 15 minutes. That means, how much? A shit ton of, like, $150 million?
Right.
Goes to subsidize these shit faces?
Yes.
And then these people are supposed to take austerity.
And then they make
Fuck
profits.
That. No.
And then they make profits.
Nine. That's what I say to that shit.
So Angela Merkel saying nine is the headline over at the Commie Pinko Liberal Huffington Post.
And it very rarely have problems that we've discussed on this show been caused by poor people.
Ever?
Yeah. No.
What problems are caused by poor people?
So my point is, why are we demonizing them? Based on what? On them not having a lot of money? cruel.
Yeah.
What would Jesus do, dickheads? What would black Jesus do? What would gay God do?
What would gay God do? I'm not fast enough on
it doesn't matter.
On the Rick Wiles button here. You know what the problem is
Rick Wiles.
Is your gay asshole. God going to come and save you?
Yes, absolutely. Gay God's great, full of sparkles. Is that gay God?
It's gay God's big giant schlong.
We saw the schlong of gay God deployed.
Greece is asking for a new bailout proposal, and Angela Merkel says, I don't know how you say fuck you in German.
Well, she doesn't want to bail him out because she's against this austerity shit, correct?
Nein, Scheißkopf.
Nein. What does that mean?
No, shithead.
Scheißen. Cough is head?
Yes.
Cough.
Dummkopf means dumb head. Stupid head.
Scheißenkopf.
Scheißkopf.
Hey, you learned something on crab diving.
Scheiß
German.
On my cough. is a little different thing.
I listen. From it's what German I know porn. About their culture, that's a common phrase.
The headline over at the Drudge Report, where shave a few points off your IQ and
fuck you.
A couple hundred years off of the calendars.
Hey, burn in hell, stupid.
There's
What's
a
up?
Photograph of our Vice President of the United States of America,
shit.
Joe Biden, Joe Biden.
Are they fucking with Joe?
Draft Biden building.
What?
It says.
Eh.
They're, according to RealClearPolitics.com is where the link leads. While Hillary Clinton is viewed by many as a political powerhouse who will cruise to the Democratic presidential nomination, there may be room...
Yes.
For a familiar face to challenge her.
Are you a hip-hip artist?
Joe Biden.
Oh, really? Jolton Joe.
A Wall Street Journal report cites friends and advisors who say that Joe has been receiving encouragement to do so, or had been, from his sons, including the one who passed away from brain cancer, Beau, recently.
God, it's so fucking horrible. He shouldn't run, man. His son just died. What does he care? Joe, just relax. Let somebody else run the fucking country.
Another friend says that the son, the other son, Hunter, feels strongly about his dad running.
Hunter Biden.
and he says that he thinks Beau wanted him to. He says if Joe Biden does what his son Beau wanted him to do, he'll run.
Wow. Shit.
It says thousands of others have signaled their support. On a draft Biden 2016 super PAC that is out there laying the groundwork for a potential campaign. They've already gathered 90,000 signatures.
Oh, shit. Is that a lot? That's not a lot. You're running for president. Big deal.
Already in a polling average, Biden is in second place in the Democratic race with 12.8 behind Hillary Clinton by more than 50 percentage points, but he hasn't declared.
You know, there's a meme going around of where Hillary's money comes from.
It's not
Time
great.
Warner.
Sure.
Citigroup.
Yeah.
Satan.
Not
Hitler.
Great. But lesser of two evils again.
Oh, yeah. I'm voting for
I
her.
I mean, not of if Bernie gets there, because Bernie doesn't take corporate fuckwad.
We gotta get Bernie in office. This is fucking bullshit. I don't think Joe should run. He went through a horrific thing. His son died. He needs to fucking just retire, dude. Go to Costa Rica, wherever you go.
In 2013, in a GQ profile, Joe Biden said, I can die a happy man never having been president of the United States of America, but it doesn't mean I won't run.
I mean, he shouldn't. I don't know. If you can say that, then maybe you shouldn't run. I can die happy without being president. Enough said. Because it's just hell, right? It looks like... And then what is he going to do? He's going to battle Hillary and Bernie. That's going to suck.
Meanwhile, the latest polls, Iowa Democratic Presidential Caucus.
Yes.
Hillary Clinton, 50 percentage points. Bernie Sanders, 24. That's amazing.
Are these...
That's amazing.
That is amazing. Yeah. Are these candidates allowed to say if Hillary's like, God, I don't want to run against Joe Biden. I mean, I like the guy. I don't want to see... shitty things about him. Can she just allocate some of her campaign funds just to buy him off? To say don't run? Buy him a house?
Sure. Probably.
You know?
Probably.
Why is that? Is that legal?
Probably not. Yeah. They probably frown on that.
Yeah.
The New Hampshire Democratic primary poll is Clinton 56, Sanders 24.
Oh, shit.
And I think that's about...
How is Bernie... Say Bernie doesn't win the primary. Will he be Hillary's VP?
I don't know. That's an interesting question.
I kind of feel like... How could he do that? How could he be on a campaign that takes that money? Wouldn't that tarnish his image? Or no?
Well, and, I mean... I don't know. They might still be afraid of the S word, and too much of the country is just
socialism.
Yeah, okay. Remember that last poll?
Yes,
where we talked about that would be the last person they would vote for is a socialist.
Ugh. I think,
but they don't know what it means.
I think for some reason it feels like Bernie Sanders would piss the white people off in Redneckville, USA, more than Hillary, which makes me like him more. But maybe not.
Except when he talks to them.
She's a woman, though. Yeah.
Except when he actually gets a chance to talk on the issues.
Yeah.
People are like, I like what he said.
Right. I'm sorry. Do you make below $5 million a year? Then you should probably be a fan of Bernie, right?
The latest meme.
Meme.
And Sanders putting out a shit ton of memes.
He's got a whole department.
He says, in my view, we should invest $1 trillion in rebuilding our infrastructure in the next 5 years. When we do that, we will create up to 13 million jobs, something we desperately need.
Well, wait a second. Now, that Keystone Pipeline, how many jobs would that have created?
35.
Million?
35.0.
No. You're not counting all the people they got to hire to scrub off the oil from the ducks.
Right. I forgot about that.
And the squirrels.
The duck washers.
Yeah.
Today...
De-de-de-de.
Big news.
I
really
shit.
Couldn't handle it because while I was working this morning, I had the audio of the news channels on, and I got to hear this fucking announcement this morning.
It's the 2016 Republican primary.
Of Chris Christie.
Wow. How inspiring.
Leaping into, well... Jeez.
Come on.
Waddling into, rolling into.
He could be catapulted or launched if he had enough hydraulics, but on its own volition, no leaping.
Grease up the door of the clown car. And
really grease it
toss
up.
Toss in a Twinkie.
You might have to unscrew the door, let him get in, and then bolt it back on.
And Chris Christie is now decided that he is a candidate. Number 14.
Yes.
Of the official candidates. Named who wants to be in the clown car.
Yeah, you know those pictures of him throwing out the first pitch in that outfit.
Oh, it's so horrific.
Baseball outfit.
So horrific.
How I just can't. Hey, I don't know his politics. Say I don't know his politics. I can't vote for him. It's just too fucked up.
He
looks like Tweedledum. I'm sorry. I'm a dick.
Right. And
I mean, he's like round.
Nobody told him.
I know. Don't wear that, dumbass. Put a suit on and a baseball hat. Yeah. You get to wear that if you're an athlete.
Yeah, we don't want to see your tiny little dick.
Yeah, and...
We just don't.
And he has front butt, like Mel Gibson in Spaceballs, when he gets beamed up to the spaceship and they fuck up his molecules front and his butt. Ass is fronting forward.
All the pundits. Even the Republican pundits, it was really funny. All of them were like, he's crazy. He hasn't got a chance. He's coming in just about last.
Do you remember that
in
part?
So many of these polls. Sorry.
Do you remember that part in Spaceballs though, where Mel Gibson gets beamed up to the not Mel Gibson.
Mel Gibson.
God damn it, Mel Brooks! I said Mel Gibson and meant Mel Brooks.
Couldn't be too different.
I'm so sorry. Okay, it's Mel Gibson. He gets beamed up to the ship, and then it's Mel Brooks. Fuck.
Right.
He gets beamed up to the fucking
There's an old
ship.
Saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once. Shame on you. If fool me, we can't get fooled again.
Okay. The difference between me and George Bush, I did not lie us into a
you
war.
Didn't kill a million people.
But I dig it. When Mel Brooks, he gets beamed up to that spaceship, and somehow his butt is facing forward when it should be facing backwards. And he said,
I do remember that.
Why didn't anybody tell me my ass was this big? It's the funniest line ever. That's his reaction. Genius.
Why didn't somebody tell me my ass was so big?
Oh, my God.
There you go.
You're amazing. How did you find that so quick?
It's the magic of the internets.
I can't believe your fingers moved that fast after the dog attack.
Why didn't somebody tell me my ass was so big?
That's a great scene. That's so stupid.
The comedy moment is Mel Brooks with
good
his
job.
Pants with pants on backwards.
Good, yeah,
and a couple of pillows stuffed in the front.
It's so fucking...
So it looks like butt cheeks. And he says, why didn't somebody tell me my ass was so big? Comedy gold.
How great was Space?
And I'm not being sarcastic. That's fucking funny.
The late, great John Candy playing the dog. Woof,
how
Ruff,
sad. How sad,
or whatever
yeah.
the dog's name was.
Google Spaceballs and watch it.
Google
enjoy
it.
It.
Maybe, yeah.
Maybe a little mushrooms beforehand.
Yeah. It'll
definitely
be
weed.
Yeah. It'll be a good movie. Something you're not accustomed to.
Yes.
It'll be funny.
What else is going on in the world? We've got some follow-ups, of course, to all the stuff that's been going on. We've still been reveling in the butt hurt.
Oh, yes.
Of our right-wing nut job asshole friends.
Oh, shit.
Who are still licking their wounds over the Obamacare.
Oh, I love it.
And over the gay marriage.
The gay marriage.
They didn't even... Actually, there were a couple of... You know, the redistricting thing is huge, huge, huge. And the abortion thing is huge.
Oh, it's trending.
A huge win for the good guys.
Yes.
Because they have put a stay on the closing those clinics in Texas.
Yes.
And the fact that they're doing that tends to maybe lean towards the fact that they might, when they take the case up, actually vote on the side of good, that these laws in Texas are just too onerous and obviously designed to just make it impossible to get an abortion.
Well, now it's better, right? It's a 5-second rule. If the baby's only out for 5 seconds, you can still take care of it, you
right.
know?
Like if you drop a yeah. cookie, if you drop an Oreo, as long as you don't drop it face down.
You know what's ridiculous? I was listening to NPR. And they were taught, it was just about to be picnic season. And so they were running a story on whether the 5-second rule was a myth or is it based on science. And they said duration has nothing to do with it.
Exactly.
It matters how sticky the food is.
Right.
Like what the food can, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's bullshit.
Shit gets on your food the instant it touches the ground.
Yeah. The time doesn't matter.
Right.
Interesting.
Bobby Jindal, since we're skipping around the clown car.
God.
Is
how stupid.
Fresh off the presses, they're saying over at Raw Story that Bobby Jindal on Twitter.
Twending on Twitter.
Is having a hashtag go wrong.
Ow.
Hashtag ask Bobby.
You see.
Designed by the Jindal social media team as a way for citizens to engage. Ask Bobby has been hilariously misappropriated by thousands and thousands of people.
Name the musical. Bobby, come on over to dinner. We'll be so glad to see you. Bobby, come on over to dinner. It'll just be the two of us. Only the two of us. Company, Stephen Sondheim.
Oh, I've never seen...
It's a great one.
Seen that. I've never seen Company.
I always think of that song whenever I hear Bobby Jindal's stupid fucking name. Yeah.
there he was supposed to be taking part in, oh God, you know what the name of his super pack is?
Super.
Believe Again.
Hey, I was right. Can you just give me credit? Yes, yesterday when I said, wouldn't it be better if he just didn't do anything before the election, if he said nothing? And
yes,
stayed
yes.
in the race went in a basement and shut the door.
He would float to the top just by not having said a word.
I'll go step further. He should check himself into a hospital, and they should induce keep him in a medically induced coma until election day. Have him come out, pull a lever. He'll do better.
Hannibal mask?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sure. Why not? No, no, just keep him out. Drug his ass.
So at Believe Again GOP, his super PAC tweeted out, first town hall featuring Bobby Jindal is tonight in Waukee.
Oh, I'm super hard.
Send us your questions with hashtag Ask Bobby.
Hey, I got a couple of questions.
Some guy, Stern fan Chad, tweeted,
oh, yeah.
Did Jesus ride dinosaurs with or without a saddle?
Right.
Price said, when are you going away? Soon, I hope.
What do you like best about blowing Jesus?
What's your all-time favorite exorcism and why? You know, you know, he participated in an exorcism.
Shut up. Did he really?
I read about it. He, he was at, some woman was acting weird, and a bunch of friends started praying over her, and she started thrashing around and swearing at him and speaking in Latin a little. I don't know. Who knows? Whatever. Ah, fuck you, fuck you. And he said they prayed over her really hard, and then she woke up and was like, what happened?
How creepy.
How bullshit.
Yeah, you're going to hang out with a bunch of dudes in college. What do you do together? Oh, we pray together real hard.
So he thinks
real
he
fucking hard.
Participated personally in the sending out of a demon from somebody.
Jeez. God, I got an uncle who might have participated in a panty raid and then might have got kicked out of college and then might have found his way into Viet fucking Nam.
Ah, not the great uncle.
No,
who was the comedian?
I forgot about that.
Did you get the email, by the way? Did you see how I photoshopped that shit?
You emailed me?
I emailed it back to you. Ryan's mother took a photograph of an old newspaper clipping in which apparently, is it okay if I tell this?
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
In which apparently the,
oh my God,
great, was it? It's two greats. Uncle was a comedian. Ryan's great, great uncle in
yes.
the South was a comic.
Right. I'm excited. I was like, oh, wonderful. You know, it's obviously runs in the family.
And it says,
I had no idea.
Popular comedian will star in show Three Wise Fools. And then there's a photograph of Anderson Blackburn is the gentleman's name.
Does he look like me?
No, I don't. Well, maybe the forehead-ish area. Whose side of the family is that?
Can you just
that?
Say no?
No.
Okay.
Whose side of the family is
my
that?
My mom's.
Anderson Blackburn, popular comedian, Anderson Blackburn, popular comedian, famous for his blackface characterizations.
Uh-huh. I wonder if my mom knew this guy. Hey, mom, give us a call, 323-601-LIBS.
Well,
tell
God,
us about your racist brother.
You know, and I'm trying to read from the one you sent me, which is hard. I fixed it up.
I have it right now. The one you Photoshop.
I cleaned it up.
Mr. Blackburn takes the part of Theodore Findlay, a grumpy and quarrelsome financier. Much of the comedy in the show hinges around his performance in this part. Well, of course. Yeah. I mean, Anderson Blackburn, popular comedian famous for his blackface characterizations, will essay an entirely different role. See, I wonder if that spelled the end of his career. He went away from blackface.
Oh, do you
that's what this press release is about.
Suggesting that
he's
possibly
saying he's God, what a weird word. He's taking a different role. He's not using the blackface.
Right.
I don't know. I mean, maybe do you think he got away from something that was his strength? I don't know.
You're saying maybe he shouldn't have branched out.
Yeah. Right.
So your great great uncle was in the business.
I think it was great
of
great.
Comedy.
I think it's three greats. Is as many greats as we can put in there. I want some space
as far
between
as
me and the guy that used to throw on blackface.
It's like Ben Affleck recently, right? Didn't they?
Ben Affleck was in blackface.
No, it was. They were giving Ben Affleck shit because he was doing some documentary where they were tracing his lineage.
Lineage.
And only to discover that he had some significant slave owners in his past.
Well, shit, man. I mean, you know.
But
I don't go digging around.
I'm not sure if it was him or his people or somebody, but they freaked out and were like, take it out. Take it out of the documentary. It's like, what? I mean, I get it. You're embarrassed by it, but it was 160 years ago. It wasn't you, dude.
You know, I know, and I get it, but if you're Ben Affleck and you're sitting at home on a Sunday, who's he with? That chick from...
Jennifer Garner.
Oh, yeah, from... What show is she? Who cares? Some fucking show about guns, and it was a gun show.
It was like a sci-fi Thathan show, yeah.
It was Thathanville, USA, and who cares? You know, and you're like, oh, here's my documentary. They're finally done doing it on my family. Oh, really? 45 minutes on my slave-owning relatives. Maybe put something else in there, please.
Alias.
Okay?
Alias.
It's funny we couldn't think of Alias.
It was her show. But congratulations on a little bit of family tree shaking.
Congratulations. Well, yeah. I mean, that's something. I have some relatives that are into that lineage. You know. Coming to the stage. Everyone, give a warm welcome to the very funny, the very talented Anderson Blackburn.
Everything seems lovely when you...
Oh, hey there, mammy.
Is that him? Is that actually him?
That's Al Jolson. Oh, okay. I tried to find... Trust me, I Googled the fuck out of Anderson. What was his name?
Oh, my mom texted me. She's not... Why don't you call in? She sent me this text. She's... Yeah, I'm...
She's working.
I met him a couple of times, but I guess she wants to spread it around. Like, this guy was on her side of the family, but she also wants to know that dad's uncle belonged to the KKK.
There you go.
It's not all on my side. Oh, shit. You know what? I think I remember that because I believe we might have went to their house one Halloween. You know, we were all in our... me and my brother.
Well, then this can't be three greats. Then it can't be that far behind.
No. Now we're talking about two different sides of the family.
Oh, okay.
I think the racism on my mother's side of the family is...
Oh, I see. She was letting us know that it was also... Yeah. I see. That the Pfeiffer side also had some KKK.
It's not her, and it's not my dad. They were very liberal people.
Of course not.
It's their relatives.
Well, right.
We went over to my dad's uncle's place one time, and I don't know. It was Halloween. I thought, you know, they had a bunch of ghosts on their mantle. And it wasn't. It was ceramic Klansmen. And my mom said she saw that. She's like, we never went there again. I'm like, oh. Good.
My dad had a billy club under the front seat of his car for a long time when I was a kid that he called. And I'm quoting.
Oh, shit.
His nigger knocker.
Oh, God. Really? But he didn't really, you know. This is a problem with white people, right? Because you hear something like that, you're like, yeah, but you know. That's pretty bad.
It's really bad.
Well, I had a great uncle that did blackface. That's worse. I guess.
I don't know what my dad did when he was younger. No, I don't think he was blackface.
Yeah, man.
But not that he wouldn't have.
Thanks for the info, Mom.
Yeah, thanks, Lydia, for the info.
That's funny. I mean, so, it's not. It's tragic. This is fucking racist.
You should send your mom that doctored up version. So
okay.
She can save it for the archives.
All right.
The important Pfeiffer family archives.
Oh, yeah. Hold on.
So
I will send that to you, Mom.
What else is going on here? I've got a story. Do you want to hear Sandy Rios pitching a shit fit about the gay?
God. Okay. Before we get into this, because I fuck this up every time. Sandy Rios, not running for president. Carly Fiorina.
Carly Fiorina running for president.
You know, I think we had a show where we played both of their clips the same day, and ever since then I've been, you know, confused.
A little confused.
I don't know, all women look the same to me. Maybe they're
all
shit.
Nice.
I don't know.
All white women. All you white women look the same.
Yeah.
Brian's decided to identify as black. Like,
I'm identifying.
Like, what's her face?
Oh, yeah.
Whose name we've already forgotten, which is good. It's just the way it should be, because she's got some mental issues, I think. Sandy Rios.
Yes.
As Brent Paris, the Hollywood hick, brand new Hollywood hick tonight, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, 7 p.m., as Brent Paris called her, that white black chick.
Listen, you can choose your friends, but you can't choose your relatives.
Says that your mom's?
Yeah, she's
with a little bit of wisdom. Sandy Rios of the American Family Association.
Right.
But only certain families.
Oh, yes.
Of course, is a fretting over the recent Supreme Court decision legalizing same-sex marriage everywhere in the United States of hashtag America. Here's a little bit of her whining and crying. I got to skip ahead here, and this is a different. This is I got to turn this down.
Sandy Rios.
It's a different version here. So
when was she in FHM or not or Maxim? How does it work?
It was a few years ago. Here's Sandy Rios of the American Family Association.
Is she in blackface?
She's upset. She's pissed off.
No.
That the gays have usurped something.
Oh, I love it. Oh, I love it. Sad white people.
You know, I would just point to those of you who are in the gay community. This, let me give you just a real tangible example of what you don't quite understand. You know, while...
she's trying to make us all understand why it's okay for them to hate people.
This particular line of reasoning, I don't know, it really pisses me off. Because it's... you don't understand, you fucking asshole! God.
Exactly.
Why didn't somebody tell me my ass was so big?
Sandy Rios breaking character for a minute.
Mel Gibson was so good.
Upset about her, somebody thinking her ass is big. Here's Sandy Rios with continuing on with her butt hurt over the gay.
The president is decorating the White House with the rainbow colors, lighting it up.
Fuck
you. By the way... an unbelievable affront to God.
It's an affront to God. They threw some gobos up, some gels up on the fucking lights on the front of the White House.
Can we start a new... you said something and made me think. Can we start a new word? You know, you said butt hurt.
Yes.
And we're talking about front butt. Can we say front butt hurt? Is that a word? Is that in the Urban Dictionary?
Not yet.
Soon. You know, you can add words to that. You can add it.
Yeah, anyone, they get voted up and down.
Do you ever play that game?
No.
Urban Dictionary, you think of a word and you think of a racist meaning for it and a sexual meaning for it.
And you just throw it up there?
They just throw it up there like, you know.
They talk about Urban Dictionary frequently on the Daily Upper Decker, our Wednesday sports show. Every night at 8 p.m., by the way, also. Rerun.
I looked at the Daily Upper Decker blog today. It was all about some swimmer fondling another dude's nuts.
There you go. Top-notch journalism.
It is.
Here's Sandy Rios.
There's a way. An unbelievable affront to God. Do you understand, really, that the rainbow... Has it been so perverted and so co-opted in this country that people listening to me don't understand that that was God's sign to mankind that he would never destroy the earth again by flood?
Remember, that was God saying, okay, I've killed hundreds of millions of evil people. You could see them probably floating as you were traveling for 365, perhaps 371 days, Noah.
Did this lunatic invoke Noah? Is that she the flood?
Yeah.
Listen,
remember the Lord sent his gift to Noah because, you know, God just can't send a telegram or anything or just talk to people.
Yes.
He's got to be weird.
Have you ever been part of a flood, participated in it? Not participate, but been around when an actual flood happened?
Yeah, I had my car get carried away while I was driving in it once.
Oh, really?
Yeah. In Baraboo, Wisconsin, flood that killed a kid one time.
Knowing that, having experienced that, has there ever been a flood more romanticized than the great flood that killed everybody?
Right, and every animal.
And you think the flood's over, all of a sudden you're just like, oh, up, daddy, doo-doo. I'm going to go to McDonald's, get a cheeseburger. Right. Nah, the whole fucking planet's been flooded. There's snakes everywhere.
And I would think there might be one or two other people that could figure out the whole boat thing.
What?
I mean, they might not worry about taking every goddamn animal or any of their relatives, but I think somebody might be able to figure out how to float on a boat for a while. For a year, I don't know.
Yeah, that's my youngest brother's favorite thing, debunking Noah's Ark, that 9/11.
Well, I mean,
I agree with him on one.
Tell you what.
The Jonah thing?
Oh, yeah. I mean, oh, Jonah lived in a whale?
Yeah, or please. Inside of a fish for 3 days. Okay.
What? No, it's sure. A whale. It's not a fish.
Right.
A whale is a mammal.
And Noah lived to be 900 years old, too.
Yeah. So did Yoda. With 900...
And he destroyed it because of the things that men were doing to each other. So you take his symbol and you use it for sign of sexual behavior that is... It, ungodly, unallowed. There, the boundaries. God says no, no, no. And you
listen to her voice. She's like, "Whoa, these people are out of their mind. They really don't know what to do.
These fucking assholes that are just ignorant and stupid and she's just charlatan. And listen,
yeah, and shit on her.
Yes.
For
shit on you,
firing up the ninnies,
Shizen,
who are really going to be terrified now that. God is really going to be cocksmacking any second now because of the gay.
Yeah. I mean, no one's co-opting the rainbow. The rainbow, is she worried about the rainbow losing its meaning with people? She said, oh, no, when people see the rainbow, they'll just think about gay sex.
It already did. She's like, don't you realize why we get upset? Look at this. That was God's message that... Yeah. He's not going to destroy the world. And the reason he destroyed the world, because you were fucking each other in the assholes right. In the first place.
And let's talk about something else. When these homophobes, the first, you know, when you guys think about gay people, the first thing you think is like, oh, it's a bunch of people fucking each other in the ass, you know. It's people together. That's how they have sex, sure. But that's, you know what I mean? Why does it always go to that?
Why didn't somebody tell me my ass was so big?
Now, that being said, I will say, I mean, if you really could put your butt on your front, that would revolutionize, you know, that type of sex.
much easier to wipe.
You don't know that. That's a new learned behavior. The grass is always greener on the other side, buddy. Okay? Be happy with what you got.
The ass is always greener on the other side.
Take his sign and you... think that you're rewriting the laws of nature, that you're the creature is telling the creator how it's going to be, and you think that's not going to have some consequence? No, my grief is for you because you don't understand what you just did. You don't understand. And I again, now to get more practical about this, the terror threat.
anyway, she goes on and on and on.
The terror threat, is she going to tie terrorism to gay? Gay terror.
She changes her
changing the subject
there. But so listen. But I mean, did you hear in her voice? But you don't understand. You don't understand why we hate you.
Why does it matter? If someone hates me, okay, they hate me. Why? Fucking cares.
Yeah,
I don't know. I can't control
as
that.
As each day passes, less fuck is given.
ZeroFox.com.
So that's what we've got. Do you want? Oh, here's a good one.
Is this more? Is this more of this lunatic?
No, this is a different lunatic. This is Our Lady of Eternal Butthurt.
Is this Todd Starnes?
Todd Starnes.
This guy is truly a dickhead.
Todd Starnes really upset. Fox News contributor, Fox Radio host, who on his radio show when he reads his pre-prepared things, he sounds like this.
God, they'll hire anybody at fucking Fox, man. No, they won't. No, no, they won't. Why is this guy working at Fox? Why? Where are his legs? Where are his boobs and his blonde hair?
Well, he was at the Faith and Freedom Conference last week.
Oh, my God. We got to go. No. We got to send a minion to that with a recorder.
Now, this is even before, before I think the Supreme Court decision. So this is last weekend.
Yeah.
The weekend before, I should say.
I can't imagine this fucking...
Ugh. This is the what they think is upcoming. Here's Todd Starnes. It's Todd Starnes.
Starnes.
Rallying the ninny troops.
Ninnies.
At the Faith and Freedom
Conference. So he's speaking to like five people?
No, there's a lot of people there. I'm sure.
Depressing.
You know, they're all checking Grindr.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Fire up Grindr for reals.
Faith and Freedom Conference. You Jeez. Fucking knew.
And I don't know about you folks, but I'm getting a little bit tired of these Republicans campaigning as culture war conservatives, but governing as godless Democrats.
I'm sick of these guys.
Hey, listen, if you're a Republican, just know that, yes, you need to be hateful, but you need to be hateful enough. That's the most important thing.
You can't be hateful enough.
Why would you take the wrong side on so many issues, but not just go full bore to satisfy this idiot?
There was a great, there was a pundit on, I don't know her name, an expert, a Supreme Court. I think she's a lawyer, actually, a professor somewhere.
Ooh.
Of law.
Right.
Very distinguished. Yes. Intellectual.
Did she go to Liberty University?
And, no, I said intellectual.
Oh, okay.
And,
good one.
And she, they were asking why these Scalia, did you see what he did yesterday? What they do is they get together and they read their shit out loud. They read their assent. They read the decision. Then the dissenters read what they want from their pre-written whatever.
They
actually read them out loud.
Did Scalia's weird-ass dissent on gay marriage?
Absolutely.
Was it read out loud?
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Wow.
And
mummers.
But during those cases they did yesterday, during one of the cases that had nothing to do with it,
yeah,
Scalia went off script and just sat there and basically went, gay marriage, gay marriage, gay marriage, gay marriage, which had nothing to do with it. And it wasn't prescripted. Like she said, it was highly unusual because the justices never stray from the handouts that they give that you're going to, what they're going to say. And that he just raved basically up there about how, just like yesterday's decision on gay marriage, blah, 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 blah. You know, he's nuts. He's lost his mind. He's off the rails. And her point was, which is really interesting, and yes, this makes me feel so warm inside, that he's lost. Think about it. His basic core beliefs, he's lost. And lost for eternity. He thought he was going to get there and be the champion of the Supreme Court, turn it around back to the way it should be, constitutional literalism, yes, the way it was written, God damn it, blah, 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 we should have slaves again. Oh, I mean, not that part.
I dreamed a dream of time gone by.
Right. And
who appointed him? What president?
Reagan.
Oh, good job, Ronnie.
No, Bush.
Oh, wonderful. The senior?
G.H. the first, maybe.
Really? Wow. Good job, right? Raving lunatic.
Right. You know what? It was Reagan. I lie. Ronald Reagan in 86.
Yeah, why? I wonder why. How do you sell this asshole? I mean, Jesus Christ.
He is the longest serving.
Ugh. What?
Somebody got to Wikipedia.
Oh, shit.
And it hasn't been edited yet.
What does it say?
Oh, they cleaned it off of there, but look at the
screen.
As the longest serving and dustiest bald justice currently serving on the court, somebody put an
screen
edit,
cap.
Somebody put an edit in that did not get. It didn't get edited out yet.
Hit print screen.
That's
and then
hilarious.
Paste it into Microsoft Paint.
Oh, that's funny.
Did you hit print?
I'm doing a snippet.
Oh, is that the same thing? All right. That's fucking funny.
Somebody didn't. That's what you get when.
That's what you get when you're a bona fide shithead, right? He's a bona fide shithead.
Right.
Scheiße.
Yeah, it was really interesting. She said, think about it. It's his constitutional literalism. Almost every decision in the past few days has thrown all of that out the window.
Yeah.
The gay marriage out the window. He's raging about the literal words for the Obamacare decision.
He's like, nuts.
It's every core belief that he has was shat upon.
maybe he's into that.
And that he kind of has lost. He's lost. And the way society is going, we're going to have some setbacks, but
I love it.
Inexorably, we keep going more and more liberal, and it's driving him up the fucking wall.
I'm lost without my sexism, racism, and xenophobia.
So really, when you see the argle bargle, and this is applesauce, and things like
he's
that.
He's losing his mind.
This is him. This is a little baby in the corner who got his lollipop taken away.
Is that what happened? A lot of these Republicans look like that. A lot of them do. And they sound like that, too, on fucking Facebook. That's the first. Hey, listen, that's the first thing I've been doing ever since Gamarriage passed the SCOTUS. I go onto Facebook every morning. Like, I want to see which of my right wing nut job friends are bitching about the fact that other people have the same rights that they do. It's fucking hilarious. Ugh.
The well, you got all those people from Georgia and Florida.
They're all concerned. You know what they're all concerned about? That there must be all these fucking assholes on Fox or talk radio or something. Just the idea that churches, if you don't perform a gay wedding, if you refuse, you're going to lose your tax-exempt status and then, in effect, have your church taken away.
That is exactly what they're worried about. But that's what happened in the Netherlands. Remember, they sent that, there's that video, go to YouTube, there's a video of some Texas, I think, preacher who went over to the Netherlands and was interviewing people on the streets. Norway, the Netherlands, one of those scando countries, where gay marriage has been just, you know, part of the fabric for two decades already. And also very secular.
Yes.
And most everybody's an atheist. And him walking around down the street and talking to people about, you know, being atheists and stuff like that, he couldn't handle it. And then when he sat down and talked to I don't even know what religion, but they were wearing the little collary thing.
Yes.
And two ministers, and spoke to them. And he said, do you perform gay weddings in your churches? And one of them was like, oh, yeah, well, yeah, that's what we do. Yeah, well, you know, love is love. So, you know, we perform the marriages.
Yeah.
And he was like, whoa. And they said, but, well, the government didn't, like, compel you. You don't have to perform gay marriages, do you? And the priest was like, oh, yeah, that was part of the deal. Yeah, we have to be open to all and perform. So the government there did.
Yes.
Force the clergy to acquiesce.
That's amazing.
Head exploded. Yeah. He couldn't handle that. Couldn't handle it. So shut the fuck up, Christians, here. Yeah. Nobody's asking you to perform gay marriages. But if you have a bakery that's open to the public, make your fucking cake for the gay wedding.
Yeah, you can't refuse somebody service.
Correct. Sew the dresses, you assholes. No one is asking you to take a dick in your ass.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, no. Obviously, you've never ordered a gay wedding cake.
I forgot. 18 eggs, half a pound of flour.
And one big cock.
Yeah, one big dick.
Oh, God. Are they clapping for him?
Yep.
As a matter of fact, if our founding fathers had come back from the grave, I think they started another revolution.
Shut up.
Well, I have to tell you, it's an honor to work at Fox News and to tell our stories.
And to lie to all of you all.
Say, Obama, send the drones.
Yeah, I'm going to skip ahead a bit.
Send the fucking drones. Hey, send Obama the coordinates of wherever this fucking thing's taking place.
And by the way,
fuck
if
them.
You listen to Todd Starnes, did you hear the beginning of it? And he's like, hey, y'all, what we're going to... And, you know, he keeps drifting into the Southern preacher thing. He live tweeted during the president's amazing eulogy.
That was beautiful.
For the fallen pastor in South Carolina. He was live tweeting, oh, dear God, when the president would sang Amazing Grace. And he said, here comes the preacher in chief. Where did this accent come from? I remember he tweeted.
Oh, my. You know what? Listen, whatever. I listen to that. And you know.
It's amazing.
It gets to you. If you're a human being, it should get to you, Todd. Listen, and when he sang, it was amazing. You have to admit, when Obama sang Amazing Grace, that was just. I couldn't believe it.
Balls.
I couldn't fucking believe it. The man has balls. He sang and he can't.
The leader of the free world and sang on pure emotion, knowing that, goddamn, he can't sing a fucking
right.
Note, but sang on pure emotion and didn't give a shit.
Yeah.
But here's Todd Starnes a little bit further. Listen to some of this rhetoric. This is the it's interesting, the before and after, because now they're screaming. You know, before they were screaming, oh, I'm going to set myself on fire. We're not going to acquiesce. We're just going to say no. Blah, 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 blah. And now in all these counties, there are a few holdouts. There's Texas is trying real hard. Alabama, Roy Moore is like, you guys don't have to do it.
You know, one of your standard Republican idiot voices is just like of a mutual friend we have. And I know it's your imitation of him. I know it is. You're just using it. It sounds just like him. You know who you are, asshole.
I don't think I know who. Oh, I do know who this is.
Yeah, you know. Doesn't matter.
So
inside joke. Fuck you.
Here's Todd Starnes a little bit farther. Just listen to what he said.
So, and so, my fellow Americans, my fellow countrymen, I want to ask you something this evening. Who among us is willing to stand with...
Meanwhile, first of all...
I hate him.
Half of them can't stand because they're riding around in scooters.
No, they're all fat!
Right?
Yeah, yeah, they're fat and full of Kentucky Fried Chicken and Chick-fil-A.
With cannulas in their noses.
The asshole... Fuck.
And they probably headed from the Faith and Freedom concert to the Indian casino where they're sitting blindly in front of a goddamn slot machine.
Your fan base has to carry extra oxygen.
Right.
Okay?
And it's not because they're like mountaineers.
No. Not at all. They're like mountains.
But listen to him. Who among you is willing to stand?
Who among us is willing to stand with the Roy Costners of the world? Who among us is willing to stand in the face of adversity and persecution? They may demand to know the contents of our prayers and our sermons. They may try to shut down our bakeries. But my friends, we will not be silenced. We will not be intimidated. Okay. Now I know...
Okay. We know. The thing about the silence thing...
Oh, we know.
Believe me, Todd. We're well aware you won't be silenced. You
haven't
idiot.
Been. Oh, trust me, you haven't been.
We will not be silenced. Does he know he's on the absolute wrong side of this?
No.
This is stupid. What would people in the Netherlands think if they listened
to
this?
What do they think? They think we're batshit crazy. They think we're out of our mind. There was a...
I'm exhausted listening to him. I'm like, now I feel like I've been beaten into submission with right-wing nut job moronitude.
Ugh. And we still have another hour to go here on craftdiving.com/live.
It's just brutal.
If you're listening to us live, thanks. If you're listening to us on iTunes or on Stitcher, hey, you know, leave us a really good review. That'd be really, really kind of you.
Not like that last one. Fuck you, dude. Whoever that was, the guy.
Well, it's obvious when he says that they hate their listeners. I mean,
we don't.
We get compliments. We get a lot of people that like this goddamn show. We don't hate our listeners. We love our listeners. We hate the listeners who we make fun of.
No.
If you're a right-wing nut job and you're listening to this, you're crazy.
And number two, thank you very much. Go to our fucking portal on crabdiving.com to Amazon. Buy something. We get money.
Buy Rush Limbaugh's latest asshole book. We don't care. We'll make money off of you.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
I
don't even know what the fuck. We're still on Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. We haven't gotten to the really good part yet. Listen to what he calls.
Things. Now, I know things may appear to be hopeless, but friends... Hope is not lost.
But friends, hope is not lost.
To the people listening and clapping for this guy, how do you do things like cross the street by yourself? I mean, do they have driver's license? They probably all own fucking guns. That's scary.
A couple of them probably smashed into each other yesterday during their little parade.
In Georgia? Right. Oh, Georgia, of course. Oh. The guys in the pickup trucks flying the stars and bars.
Yeah, crabdiving.com or facebook.com/crabdiving.
So embarrassing. I am from Georgia. So.
Here's a little more toddly. Oops. I pressed the... You know what I did? I skipped.
Never press the wrong button.
I skipped backwards. No, I fucked the whole thing up.
But my friends, we will not be silenced.
We know.
We will not be intimidated. Now I know things may appear to be hopeless, but friends... Hope is not lost. In the Old Testament book of Exodus, the Israelites were facing a great battle, outnumbered and overpowered. But the Almighty told them, fear not. And he said that he would send a swarm of hornets to clear the battlefield. And that, my fellow Americans, should be the battle prayer of every patriot saint. When the public schools tell students that our founding fathers were a bunch of terrorists, send the hornets, Lord.
Send the hornets, Lord.
Send the hornets.
Todd Starnes wants to send hornets after us.
He sounds like Ming the Merciless from Flash Gordon.
Oh, you should see the hand gesture. Send the hornets, Lord, with a smile.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, he's sending them off. He's sending the
skirt.
To
whom?
At us. At us.
What?
When the liberals say, you know, he's lying when he said that when they tell us, when public schools tell us our founding fathers were a bunch of terrorists.
Send the hornets.
Okay, let's look at it from the perspective of England.
Fuck you.
The Americans were terrorists.
Hello.
They didn't use the gentlemanly tactics.
Right.
They didn't say, oh, let's have our battle at noon.
Oh, but Pat, they were, in fact, white.
They took, they were the first to use, like, guerrilla tactics and shit, right? I mean,
right.
They hid in trees and shot people.
They threw bananas at
them. They did uncivil kind of warfare. And so...
They still had drums and marched with their... Or that was the British.
From the... Well, they did both.
How stupid.
But the... So from the English standpoint, they were terrorists with the Tea Party. The real Tea Party.
Right.
What did they do? A bunch of guys... Well, first of all, it was a false flag. They dressed up like Indians.
Yes.
And ran and stole tea and dumped it in the water. That's a terrorist act.
Yeah. So the Tea Party's based on terrorism. They're like Al-Qaeda.
No, this Tea Party has nothing to do with that Tea
Party. No, this Tea Party, this Justin, is based on dumbassitude.
Listen.
...of every patriot saint. When the public schools tell students that our founding fathers were a bunch of terrorists, send the hornets, Lord. Clear the field. When a teacher tells a little boy he can't pray over his meal, send the hornets, Lord. Clear that field. When the Pentagon...
Even the people are kind of like... They're even like, is he asking for God to send hornets at everybody?
Yeah.
At people? That might be a little excessive.
I hope this guy's not sending the hornets to my gay friends.
This might be a little excessive.
Yeah, fuck this guy.
Hornets. Tells him to take down a cross on a Christian chapel. Send those hornets. Clear the field.
Who's doing that?
Meanwhile, look at this. Watch this gesture. That Todd Starnes comes up with.
To take down a cross on a Christian chapel. Send those hornets. Clear the field. When the Supreme Court says they know better than God, send the hornets, Lord. Clear the field.
I mean, it is terrifying. He's by the way, he's a little tubbier than I remembered, but geez.
He's been eating well.
Send the hornets, Lord.
Send the hornets, Lord. Clear the field.
Send the cheeseburgers, Lord.
You're right. Send me a menu, Lord.
Make mine a big size.
And when a president says that America...
Uh-oh.
Here we go.
Is he going to send hornets at...
Isn't that illegal?
President?
You can't say that.
It's no longer just a Christian nation. Don't send the hornets, Lord. Send the mosquitoes and the gnats and the bumblebees and the lightning bugs and the cicadas. Send every critter you got, Lord.
Send every critter you got, Lord.
Not the cicadas. Not the cicadas.
Oh, you should see the big fat smile on his fat, smug
face. Does
he
think that was good?
He's thrilled.
He thinks it's brilliant.
Oh, he's thrilled with his rhetoric.
Send the hornets, Lord.
Clear the field.
What a total fucking asshole,
yeah,
man.
Todd Lee Starnes, one of the more heinous Christo-fascists of the right.
I mean, he's kind of a big fucking loser, to be honest. I mean, you know.
He's a big fucking loser with a platform.
I mean, so Fox, he has a job. He's an anchor on Fox News.
He's a contributor.
Okay.
I don't think he's an anchor.
Let me tell you something. If we had a contributor on crabdiving.com and I turned on YouTube and somebody's like, send the hornets, Lord, I'd be like, hey, find somewhere else to fucking peddle your wares.
They embrace him.
Jeez.
He's one of the mild ones. And that's part of the problem. There was another pundit recently.
Send the hornets, Lord!
That was taking on Fox News and saying, you know, when you pull the fringest of the fringe, the lunatics, the American Family Association, who has been designated a hate group, when you put them on as the, quote, other side of the discussion.
Yes.
You give validity to a fringe belief that ain't That ain't the mainstream. More than 60% of the people in this country and rocketing upward think that gay marriage should be legal.
This is not relevant, right, to our political discussion
to millennials,
today.
It's over 80% think, just let them get married. Who cares?
Yeah,
it's now a non-issue. I mean, who gives a fuck? Who gives a shit?
But we need to, nevertheless, send the hornets, Lord. Right. Do you think he had to practice this, right? There's no way he didn't practice
it. In the bathroom? Can you picture him when he's probably twisting the long, scraggly hairs on his nipples as he's looking in the mirror. Oh, Lord! Send! Send the gerbil, Lord.
Please, get this gerbil out. I don't have to go to the fucking emergency room again. You think his kids heard him practicing this stuff? You know? Do you think the kids are running around going, send the hornets, Lord? It's creepy.
Well, yeah, I don't know. The fact that he's got children just
terrifying.
Made me clutch my chest.
You send the hornets. I mean, that's hateful. That's
right.
Have you ever been stung by a hornet?
I don't think so.
It hurts. It's horrible. Wasps, hornets, yellow jackets. Horrible.
Yeah, you know, I can't even remember even being stung by a bee. Yeah. I could be allergic and
you would know.
Dead. I don't know.
Shit, man, I've been stung. You know, in the South, you know, you walk around in the woods and stuff. And every once in a while, there's a hole. You know, these yellow jackets and hornets.
Right.
They make their nests in the ground, and sometimes people just, you know, step in them.
Oh.
And your foot gets attacked by hornets.
Fire ants. I had that happen to my leg with fire ants.
Yeah. To anybody who's been stung by a hornet, they should be fucking insulted by this Todd Starnes stuff, right? It's insensitive. They have no idea what they're talking about. Fuck you.
Send the hornets, Lord.
Right.
Clear the field.
You have not, how dare you? Have you been stung by a hornet? You don't know what you're talking about.
Another person who's got an opinion about the gay marriage.
Is your gay god going to come and save you?
None other than Rick Wiles.
Ring-a-ding, gay god.
On his True News radio program.
Gay God.
Here's a little bit of how Rick Wiles feels.
Ooh.
Last Friday's Supreme Court decision was not a surprise. The Holy Spirit had prepared me for it years ago. He showed me that America had already crossed the line into rebellion and debauchery. Judgment is certain. It was sealed in the court of heaven last Friday.
What?
There is no point in me remaining as a watchman.
Bye-bye. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Is he reading a script from Game of Thrones?
No, it's crazy, isn't it?
That fate was sealed. Judgment was sealed in the court of heaven from last Thursday.
There is no reason for me to remain as a watchman.
Right.
Atop the tower.
Fade in.
The duties of a watchman
duty
are finished. After departing Reagan National Airport on Friday afternoon, I stopped in Washington, D.C. and spoke prophetically to America. The nation has transgressed the covenant, and the American people have dealt treacherously with the Lord. You and I...
Okay.
Enjoy.
I can't take this. Transgress the covenant. Oh no! Wow, transgressing the covenant. That sounds like a Friday night to me.
All right.
You want to go transgress the covenant?
Sounds like a death metal band.
This guy's fucking.
I'm gonna go listen to Transgressing the Covenant.
He's so serious. What an asshole! How full of himself. Yesterday I spoke prophetically.
I spoke prophetically.
How do you know? How do you know it was prophetic? You know what I mean?
It doesn't make any sense. Correct.
Showing the blessings that God bestowed on this land because of the faithfulness and dedication of previous generations of upright men and women. For the past 20 years, we've been living on the fumes of their blessings.
What?
We've been.
Oh, I see.
Right.
The prayer tank is getting empty and we're coasting into hell or
apparently,
something.
Apparently, God let us build some credit.
Yeah.
Before he is going to smite us by the pristine, wonderful, you know, racist, misogynist people of the past.
Yeah, he talks about that. I do think he's romanticizing the slave owners of the past.
Of course.
Don't you think?
Of course.
We haven't done anything for God that warrants further blessings. The vapor fumes are nearly exhausted.
The vapor fumes.
What? And this nation will suffocate.
Okay. Okay. It sounds like if I was coaching him, and you would probably say the same thing, you look at the speech, say, listen, I think we played out this fumes metaphor.
Oh, he used it too. He went
too
much.
I think we need a new one. This fumes is quite...
why don't you say our balls are drained?
We will soon reap the whirlwind of several generations of rebellion. I read aloud in Washington on Friday afternoon, the 50th...
Okay, I read aloud. Who the fuck? Where is he doing? Where is he speaking? This is making me crazy.
No, I'm trying to get to the really good part.
Okay, get to the good part.
I'm going to skip forward.
I'm going to contain myself.
The metamorphic transformation is complete.
Okay.
America became Mystery Babylon last...
Ooh.
The metamorphosis.
Mystery Babylon sounds like a stripper.
Metamorphic transformation.
Right, or a porn star.
What's her name?
Mystery Babylon.
Oh, she's my favorite.
We've turned into Mystery Babylon.
Mystery Babylon.
Friday. And I know her fate. Jeremiah 51, verse 6 says, flee from the midst of Babylon.
Flee.
And everyone save his life. Do not be cut off in her iniquity. For this is the time of the Lord's vengeance. He shall recompense her.
Shall recompense her. Basically,
don't recompense me, please. Oh my God.
Rick's telling people to bail.
You know what he's saying there? You can figure that out. That is so, it's so fucked up.
Right.
These religious right-wing nut job freaks, before they do this like really cheesy thing before they quote a Bible verse, they take a dramatic pause. You know that? It's like, blah, 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 pause. Jeremiah 69.
Well, you think they're trying to access in their feeble brain which ridiculous Bible verse they're trying to call up? Or they're on, maybe they're on their Bible app.
You know, didn't we see somewhere that is the number one app now, the Bible, the most downloaded?
Oh, really? I didn't see that.
I don't know. I'm hoping I dream that. But anyway, I don't know what it is. It's like when Elvis says, thank you very much. It's very affected.
Right.
You know?
They go into their magic school.
When they go to that Bible verse, man. Yeah. I just hate this guy so fucking much.
James 17, verse 64 says...
Bullshit against 69.
I think that's all we've got for the good marriage, actually, for right now.
I mean, a metamorphic transformation. What's his point? I'm sorry, I just went nuts. What is his point?
Leave. We got to bail. We got to watch out for something of Babylon.
To go where? Where are we supposed to go? Mars? They found a pyramid. Did you see that?
Apparently there's a lot of hornets around here or something.
Someone should like do a mock-up of the world if it actually to the specifications of these right-wing nut jobs. Fields of hornets.
God, yeah.
You know what I mean? Babylon, Noah's Ark.
Somebody wrote an article recently about this is what America would look like if the Tea Party took over.
Ah!
Oh, my God.
It's bad, right?
Oh, holy crap. What a dystopian. It's terrifying. It turns into fucking Duggar land.
Yeah.
Where all the women are wearing long skirts and all, you know, you can't, they start legislating what you can wear in public. Hmm. And
what does that sound like? Fucking Afghanistan.
Right.
Iran. Is that what we want?
Exactly.
No.
We can.
Oh, the front butt hurt is just killing me.
Well, interesting that you should make a butt comment. A Virginia man.
What?
Won $500,000.
Oh, shit.
In a lawsuit.
Ooh.
Because during a colonoscopy.
Oh, shit. Pay the man. Whatever happened, pay him.
The man hadn't realized that he had turned his phone on to record what the doctor was telling him before he knocked him out about what to do afterwards.
Uh-huh.
And he left his phone recording.
Oh, shit.
They knocked him out.
Yeah.
And at one point during procedure, anesthesiologist Tiffany Ingram notices a rash on the man's penis or something and started joking, saying it's probably tuberculosis of the penis. The other guy said perhaps it's penis Ebola.
Well, that's funny. I mean, what's wrong with that? That's a joke. They're doctors.
She says to the guy as he's asleep, she says, as after 5 minutes of talking to you in pre-op, I wanted to punch you in the face and to man you up a little bit. Then she makes fun of him for attending Mary Washington College, joking that he must be gay.
Oh,
or maybe
nice.
Not because she's known tougher gay men.
Whoa.
She's saying this to the guy who's knocked out.
Meanwhile, she's shoving a garden hose up his asshole.
Right.
Nice.
And then
I don't like this.
He had expressed being afraid of IV needles.
Yeah.
And after he was knocked out, she's like, well, why are you looking, retard?
Oh, come on. She said that.
The doctor, Solomon Shaw.
She's a fucking doctor.
Can also be heard joking. He's like, oh, as long as it's not Ebola, he's okay. He said, I'm going to mark down hemorrhoids, even though we don't see them and probably won't.
Why would you do that?
He actually did.
That's illegal.
So now, he might be in trouble for falsification of medical records.
Falsification. Burn in hell.
And so there you go. Shaw, he reportedly told an assistant to convince the man he had spoken with Shaw, and you just don't remember it. I don't know what they're talking. They were going to gaslight the guy, I guess, try to make him feel like he had said something he didn't or something.
Oh,
anyway, this is all on tape. That it all was recorded by his telephone.
I have this thing in me. I mean, not literally in me, but I just naturally trust doctors when they start talking. And I have got to fix that.
Think
because,
about that one.
Yeah,
maybe they used
not.
To for police, too.
Oh, yeah. This guy's.
You know a couple of doctors
that's
now.
True.
Maybe you should reassess.
I feel differently about that. Yeah, that's true. But good God, I mean. Come on, don't make fun of his dick, man. You're shoving a tube up his ass.
And because Virginia is a one-party consent state, you know, here in California that wouldn't have worked because they didn't know they were being recorded, so it would be inadmissible.
Right.
But in Virginia, one person can tape a conversation without the other person knowing it, so they were able to use it in court. $500,000 he got.
Wow.
$500,000.
What was
for
what
defamation a, and medical malpractice?
Defamation. Why was it defamation? Because
well, they were joking about his dick and shit, and she was calling him a pussy and saying he was gay, and no, you're probably not. I know more manly gay men than you.
What an asshole. Both of these guys, did they get fired or anything?
I don't know. I think
I would fire them.
Dr. Shaw may be in trouble, especially for putting the hemorrhoids down as a joke.
But why would you say, now the guy's like, how's that even funny? Someone should talk to this doctor and explain to him what a joke is. Jokes are supposed to be what? Funny.
Right.
What's funny about saying, hey, you got hemorrhoids? Where's the punchline?
Punchline is,
I go to the fucking pharmacist and have to be like, hey, the doctor said I have hemorrhoids. What do you recommend? I rub all over my asshole.
Right.
Ah.
Exactly. What do I have to squirt up there?
Yeah. Jeez.
So that $500,000 if you're, you know, if you get some procedures done, turn your phone on.
What's the follow up with this, by the way? What was that rash on his penis about?
Well, I don't know about that either.
We don't know.
What is the rash?
Inquiring minds. Should we call him for an interview?
Yeah.
Hey.
We just want to know. Crab diving follow up. What was going on your dick?
And
what was with the rash?
Yeah. Have you manned up any?
Have you manned up any?
What an asshole this anesthesiologist.
Why did somebody tell me my ass was so big?
Mel Brooks is a genius.
Mel Brooks is a pretty big fucking genius.
Oh, yeah.
I've got, you know, we had talked about some polls.
Yes.
And there was a poll that came out late last week.
Oh, shit.
This is from the Texas Tribune.
Oh, God. Fuck this.
And this is Texas voters.
that you're not ready for it yet.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. Texas voters.
The one question that they asked them recently.
God.
Was.
Is the earth flat? Fuck you.
That. Should Governor Greg Abbott, was he right to send the Texas State Guard to monitor the U.S. military exercises?
Well, what else are they fucking doing? Who gives a shit? Yeah, send them.
39% said yes, he should have. That's 40% of the people were like, hey, yeah.
How many people were polled or whatever? Like, I mean, a lot? Or
how many humans?
Yeah, I'm just wondering, like, how many people think this? This is terrifying. This is a state of children.
I'm not seeing the actual sampling of humanage here.
The problem with Texas, it's a state of fucking kids. And kids can't make adult decisions because they're not fucking adult. They need a babysitter.
28% opposed it. Those are the Democrat voters.
Yeah.
32% said, I don't know.
How could you not know? You're stupid. It's sad how dumb you are.
A third of registered voters. Okay, Tea Party Republicans.
Oh, shit.
The same question.
Right.
85% agreed with the fact that he should send that Texas Guard to keep an eye on the troops from that Negro.
Dude, that's, you're saying of Tea Party Republicans, that's a number. 85?
Right.
That's, well, you're talking about Tea Party Republicans in Texas.
You mean you're surprised that it's only 85?
I think it's wrong. I actually think it should be higher. Right. I think this study is flawed. So dumb. It really is. It's a nation of kids. They don't know what, they need babysitters, supervision.
Despite the criticism that Abbott took from national press and comedians and us.
Yeah. He didn't give a shit.
That's it. They said he was right in the comfort zone with his lunatic political base.
It's like, I'm the ruler of Texas. I don't care what you have to say out there. The people I'm in charge of are just dumb as fuck.
One guy said it cuts into everybody's suspicions of the federal government. That
they're coming for your guns, your God.
That it says even a third of Democrats in Texas are concerned about the government going nuts.
Oh, come on. Please.
Well, yeah. The right-wing government going nuts.
Oh, okay. I see. Listen, Texas, they're so concerned about the government. Well, didn't you just have a big fucking flood brought on by homosexuality?
Right.
Didn't the government have to come bail you out?
1,200 registered voters, by the way. That's a pretty big sample. Oof.
Yeesh. God. I mean, really, Texas? I don't know.
It's Texas people right up there with their governor sending the troops to keep an eye on those Obama troops.
I mean, sometimes you think about some place like Texas. Like, what if you move there? It's cheap, right? Like, how much would this place be in Laredo? That's a big city,
They'd
right?
They'd pay us to live in it. Really? We'd make a profit.
Let me tell you something. I'm back to drinking if I go to Laredo.
meth. Start up on meth.
I'm going to be dead in 15 minutes.
Start up on everything, yeah.
God, what a bunch of fucking assholes. So those people think that there was really a military action or something.
Right. Oh, yeah. They
against
were worried.
Texas.
They thought the tunnels were being built underneath fucking Walmart, right?
They think it's like, this is how stupid it is. It's like Red Dawn, except we're attacking ourselves.
Right.
It's like Red Dawn, except the Russians are Obama.
The, I've got another poll.
Oh, yes.
I think
from Texas.
Well, this was, I think we talked about this on Friday already. This was that national poll that had Donald Trump in second place.
Why not? Think about who else is running. Why is that crazy?
A national Fox quote unquote news poll.
Yes.
Donald Trump, second place to Jeb Bush.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Donald Trump, who now, no job.
Yeah.
Doesn't have a job.
Right.
The
he's not. I mean, you know,
job approval, by the way, of President Barack Hussein Obama,
100%.
Fox News poll.
Oh, okay.
44% approval.
But, hey, that's not bad.
Right. That is really good.
I'll take that from those idiots.
At this point in his presidency, too?
Yeah. I actually, it shouldn't matter. The Fox poll, Barack, pay no attention. These people will be dead in 5 minutes, they poll.
Well, I think they poll everybody, but, right. You know, it is Fox.
Yes.
How concerned are you about each of the following? And they give them, like, eight different things to get all ninnied up about.
Ninnied.
And surprisingly...
Yes.
The number one...
Survey says!
Is economy.
Oh, yes.
Followed by Iran getting a nuclear bomb.
Nuclear. It's nuclear. God, say it right.
Followed by attacks by Islamic terrorists in the United States. Followed by gun laws.
Oh,
now,
shit.
Now, that includes, like, us being concerned... And them being concerned about gun laws.
It's so weird. It's so weird. They're concerned that there'll be less guns, but at the same time, they're concerned that the terrorists will come in this country and shoot them to death with what? Guns.
Race relations is next.
Why are they concerned about that? They don't give a shit about race relations.
Illegal immigration.
Oh, okay.
And then climate change. Don't Mexicans. Forget, this includes liberals, too. This is all okay. America.
God, wait. Is climate change number one? It's the last.
Climate change, it's the last of eight.
Interesting. Have you ever seen one of those apocalyptic movies like Deep Impact or Tomorrow, Go Fuck Yourself, whatever it is?
Yes.
You know, where it's like the end of the world.
Oh, sure.
And it's horrible. Like, all this bad shit's happening. Like, tidal waves are just, you know, like the size of skyscrapers on the coast.
Yep.
Do you think people at that point will be more or less concerned about illegal immigration?
Jeb Bush in first, Trump in second, Ben Carson.
Sitting bitch.
Rand Paul.
Good God.
Scott Walker.
Stop it.
Marco Rubio. Blech. Mike Huckabee.
I threw up in my mouth.
Ted Cruz.
Gross.
Carly Fiorina.
I'm eating my gun.
Sometimes known as Sandy Rios.
Yes.
And Rick Santorum.
Slit my wrist!
Rick San fucking Torum.
Kill me!
Round out the top 10 right now.
Stab me with my samurai suicide blade.
As of last Friday.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, who do you think's the worst on that list? Who do you hate the
most? Of those 10?
Yes.
Ted Cruz.
Oh, really?
Scariest. Well, no, Santorum.
Santorum.
Santorum's the most gross that I would have a hard time being in a room with.
Yes.
Even without gagging. Ted Cruz, a close second. Huckabee, I've heard, is a nice guy.
Oh,
even
really?
Though he's heinous.
See, I was making the case last night. I was chatting with a caller to the show, Brooke Reed. And I said, I think Huckabee's the worst. I really do. Because we were talking about Chris Christie announcing. I think Huckabee's the worst. And he was like, no, it's Scott Walker. He thinks it's Scott Walker.
Scott Walker is heinous. He's a pretty heinous. I think he's also considering maybe the likelihood. You know what I mean? Like how likely he might be to get the nomination. Like there's no way. Ted Cruz is going to get the nomination. It just won't happen. It just ain't going to happen.
This is what he said. He said, the worst one is Walker. That's what a monster looks like.
Yeah.
That's something to be scared of. I will puke for real if I have to see the top of his head again.
Oh, yeah. He needs to do some spraying of some shit on top of there.
Oh, shit. That was a private message. That's illegal, right? I shouldn't have done that. I just read somebody's fucking message they sent me.
It's a two-person state.
I'm sorry. I suck. Oh, God, am I getting sued?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
You're going to jail.
I'm sorry.
Honest and trustworthy?
Yes.
I'm going, number one, let's see. Yes for Barack Obama, 47%.
Yeah.
No, 50%.
Oh, come on.
Hillary Clinton, 45% to 52%, no. Working our way down at the bottom. The least trustworthy.
Yes.
Donald Trump.
Ah, the best.
30%, 64 say no, he's not. There's no way he's trustworthy.
It's Chris Christie.
He's down there.
Yeah, he's down there too. He should be last. He's clearly He closed the bridge down and then lied about it. He's got some other shenanigans going on. He's actually criminal, right? Or Rick Perry.
Oh, God. Well, he's... I don't know what he's doing.
You can't trust him because he can't remember shit.
Right. And in fact, of this poll, 42% identify as Democrat.
Okay.
40 as Republican. So it's pretty even Republican and Democrats, allegedly, in this Fox News poll. There you go. Mm.
All right. Thank you, Fox.
And there are, you know, there are margins of error, blah, 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 blah.
Sure.
But interesting enough...
The network of Todd Starnes.
The most interesting part, by far... fucking Donald Trump coming in second. That makes me happy.
Oh, man.
From a clown car observer perspective.
There's no one from the people that are running now. There's no one that's not batshit crazy. Everyone's
well,
nuts.
Well, I mean, Jeb.
Jeb
is evil.
Is the most normal. Jeb is the Mitt Romney of this group. Like, Jeb can sort... I could see how he could be palatable to horrendous... right-wing nut job people.
I think Walker also. I think that's why Brooks' point is valid, because Walker, you know, Ted Cruz is a clown monster.
Yes.
He's a, you know, he's a big scary and you laugh at him.
I'm an evil clown monster.
Cartoon monster, whereas Scott Walker is a monster with real teeth, because he actually is up there in the polls and he has the vibe
right
to maybe get the nomination. Although he did just, he just leapt rightward on the
rightward
on the gay marriage thing, where Jeb Bush was like, well, and Rubio were both like, well, you know, it's we should just get over it and move on. Let's get over it and move on. They did the wrong thing. We, you know, we disagree with the decision, but we're just going to move on as a nation. Whereas the other ones, you know, Huckabee is strapping himself to a wedding chapel in Vegas.
Yeah.
Saying, you're not getting in, homos,
he's
or
a
whatever.
Drama queen.
And the rest of them are saying, no, 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 let's fight back. Let's fight back. But even that is a paper tiger also, because go ahead. First of all, they're not going to fight back. They're not going to man the barricades over gay marriage. That's just not going to happen.
Chris Christie just sat on my paper tiger.
And they're going to fight over it in courts. And it's already happening. Roy Moore sent pigeons out to all the clerks in the counties in Alabama saying, do not give out those gay marriages to the homosexuals, because we got 25 days before they can revisit their decision or something like
that. Has Obama gone out and said in the Rose Garden, he needs to read a list of states and say, listen, We know you're on the list. We're watching you, and I have my finger on the button, and I will send the fucking National Guard to bitch slap you motherfuckers if you don't get on board with this marriage shit. Okay? Has he said that?
No.
Well, maybe he
not
should.
Yet.
Maybe he should.
But. He,
I'm saying it.
You're saying it?
Yeah, we're saying it. Crab diving is
that
saying
he should.
It,
yeah, he should. Shit. Just say fuck it.
I almost knocked over my coffee.
I've got a story here. You know, well, Lawrence O'Donnell said that Scalia is the Donald Trump of the Supreme Court. That's a good one.
Oh, he's funny.
The Donald Trump of the Supreme Court, Florida.
Right.
Your home state.
What?
Is we've jokingly said that at times I should throw an orange vest on Kate and take her into a business as my service animal.
Right, you should.
But Florida is now getting onto that, because they are going to crack down. Apparently, enough people are doing this that they're going to try to crack down on people who are lying about their animals being service animals, trying to sneak them into restaurants and airplanes and shit.
Well, let me tell you something. I know someone who hates fucking flying, and I hate it too. And they got a note from a psych that says they can take their fucking dog on a plane, and they have to let him, you know, on that plane with that dog no matter what.
Well, in that case, it's illegal.
It's legal.
It's legal, yeah.
I want that. I want that. You think they'd give me that and I could have Kate go with me on flights?
But you know, it's so important what's going on because the Florida State Legislature had to pass a law that's going to take effect that you could 60 days in jail.
Listen, man.
If you are pretending that your dog is a service dog.
But, like, if you just put the vest on the dog. That's kind of funny, though.
Some pet owners are abusing the Americans with Disabilities Act, they say.
How many?
By putting guide dog harnesses or insignias on their animals and going into places that normally would ban animals.
Who fucking cares?
It says that you can easily obtain the vests,
right,
and documents, even for untrained pets, by sending as little as $75 to otherwise legitimate training facilities. So you'd be like, oh, my dog passed. Could you send me the insignia and the vest?
I mean, my problem with this kind of is, number one, I can't imagine this is a problem. Is this a problem?
Apparently.
Bullshit. It's not a problem. I think now it's going to make it a problem for people that actually need a service animal. Is going to be more scrutiny. Relax. Who gives a shit?
Some service animals are trained to sense impending seizures, other conditions that do not meet the eye. Traditional duties of helping blind and deaf and stuff. Some restaurants, hotels, and other public facilities turn away people with guide dogs.
Yeah.
If the patrons are not blind or have other readily apparent disabilities, so they don't even care about your credentials.
What are you supposed to do? It's like, wait, I'll have a seizure, but right before I start seizing, my dog's going to bark and shit on the ground, you know?
And this was put together by Representative Jimmy Smith, a Republican.
Right.
In addition to a 60-day jail term, the bill provides that offenders perform 30 hours of community service.
Good God.
For an organization that serves people with disabilities.
This is not fucking necessary. This is stupid. Of everything that is going on in Florida, this needs attention.
I mean,
I don't believe it.
I guess apparently it's enough of a problem.
Bullshit.
That this representative felt the need to create legislation for it.
You know what the tough thing? You imagine if you were someone that had seizures, right? And then right before you have a seizure, like Kate paws you or looks at you in a certain way and it's time for you to go get your meds so you don't seize up.
Right.
How would you know, like, do you need to pee or am I?
Well, they're trained for different signals, I think.
Dude, do you have to take a shit or do I need to put a leather strap in my mouth for the next 15 fucking minutes?
I'm electroshock therapying myself.
Do I need to strap myself down?
Right.
Or do you have to fucking pee or do you want a treat? You think it's different signals?
I think they have different. They train them to react differently. It's not like they spin around and take a shit.
Oh yeah. You don't know.
Do you want a story that's gonna make you want to light some torches?
Yeah.
And man the barricades.
Bring it on.
Fortune magazine.
Yeah.
Which, gosh, I haven't gotten my edition this week.
To everyone month. Featured in that magazine, fuck you. No offense.
That they are something Coty Enterprises, COTY, Coty Incorporated.
Right.
Is going to be paid their former CEO.
Yes.
Named Elio Leone Setti.
Elio Leone Setti.
Is going to be paid $1.8 million to not come work for them.
Oh, God.
Initially, they had announced he would take over for their interim CEO.
Right.
But then they changed their mind. He claims in a press release that he reconsidered. However, will be given $1.8 million.
Oh, my God.
As to not part work. Of a dissolution agreement.
Dissolution. Oh, man. Are you jealous of that guy?
$1.8 million in severance pay from a company that he never worked for.
Right.
And then they bought back $55,000 in stock that he had bought.
Are the shareholders losing their fucking mind?
They don't care. They don't care. As long as they're making money. The shareholders? What are you kidding? That's a drop. For this company, I guess, it's a drop in the bucket.
Is 1.8 not a lot? Is that how out of touch I am with lifestyles of the rich and fucking famous? 1.8 million to not work.
In fact, Coty Inc. is looking to gobble up Procter & Gamble's entire beauty products portfolio for $12 billion.
Double.
So Coty Inc. has some cash. So they paid this guy.
Yes.
Almost $2 million.
Holy shit.
To not work for them. Never put in a day of work. Never showed up, but they're giving him a severance package of $1.8 million, ladies and gentlemen. While there's a single mom working a double shift at a fryer somewhere, making minimum wage.
Nice severance package.
And this fuckwad gets $1.8 million.
You know, what are you going to do? Drag him out to the city square and throw rocks at him.
I mean, good for him.
I guess.
I don't think I fault him at all.
That would be the best thing, you know. How does he get it in one big lump sum, or does it come every week, or what? How do those work, I wonder?
I'm not sure.
Somebody show up with a suitcase of cash?
Probably.
Want it in fives.
I'd give it to him in quarters.
Oh, yeah.
Motherfucker.
I wouldn't care.
Here's your dimes.
Pay me in pennies.
You might care about 1.8 million in pennies.
Well, you just put them in a truck. Yep. You go down to the coin exchange.
Sure, it's that easy.
I'm not naive.
It's just that easy. Good news?
What?
We do have good freaking news, ladies
Bullshit.
And gentlemen.
Bullshit. What is it?
We've been following this story. If you've had your ear holes plastered up against your hearing device listening to us.
Do we have more miracle ear listeners per capita than Fox?
No. Okay. Fucking way.
100%.
Nobody has more miracle
ears. I've fallen and I can't get up.
This is how they turn on their TV.
Oh, yeah. They clap.
The Oklahoma
Fuck you.
Supreme Court
ate a dick.
Right. Has decided.
Come here, boy.
That the 6 foot tall stone Ten Commandments.
Oh, my God.
Paid for with private money.
Tacky. Before offensive or anything like that. Fucking tacky.
With a 7-2 decision.
It's a statue of a tablet. I'm sorry.
Said the placement of the monument violated a section of the state's constitution.
Yeah.
Which says no public money or property.
Burn it.
Can be used either directly or indirectly for the benefit or support of any sect, church, denomination, or system of religion.
And so say we all.
The asshole dickwad Christo fascists were trying to use the argument that's not religious, it's historical.
Historical.
Yeah, it's history. It's part of history. We use the Ten Commandments to justify hanging Negroes from trees and beating our wives and shit. That's part of our history.
It's crazy too. Like if you're gonna think of an image to make a big sculpture of based on your religion, why would they pick a tablet? I mean, there's all kinds of really theatrical bullshit that goes on in Christianity. Why not the big boat?
Well, it's easy. You just go to the same guy that does the tombstones at the local fucking cemetery and ask for a big one.
Yeah, yeah.
Instead of scroll. I mean, sculpture is hard.
Oh, is it?
To sculpt shit's hard,
no,
right? I mean,
you watch a YouTube video. It'll learn you.
The Oklahoma legislature was arguing that the monument did not serve a religious purpose, but it was meant to mark a historical event.
Historical event, really?
That opened the door for the Satanists.
Hell yeah.
The Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster applied.
Right.
For permission to put up, to erect, their own monuments.
Yes. What were the followers of Aquaman present?
Not yet.
Ugh.
In March, a judge had dismissed a case by an atheist group saying that they failed to show standing. You know, they hate atheists.
Oh, yes. More than terrorists.
Oh, yeah. If you've got another religion that they hate but reluctantly have to acknowledge the existence of, then maybe you can get away with it, like the Satanists or the flying spaghetti monster. But the atheists,
right?
Then they say, well, you ain't got no religion, so this had nothing to do with religion.
Jesus hated. Jesus was an atheist.
If he didn't
believe in himself.
Right.
So emo.
Right. In a cutter.
Oh, yeah.
I understand. And would just heal himself.
He let somebody else do it. He's like, yeah.
Cut, heal, cut, heal, cut, heal.
Hey, can you put a ball gag in there, too? They're like, no. See, originally when they were going to crucify, they were going to put a ball gag in his mouth.
Oh, like, God.
We can't do that. It's a little too edgy.
Are you saying it was really a...
yes.
Jesus just forgot his safe word?
Oh, right. Oh, totally.
It was all an S&M night gone wrong.
Good one. Jesus forgot a safe word.
So good news. The Oklahoma Supreme Court. I mean, I don't know if the ridiculous ninnies of Oklahoma will appeal to the Supreme Court. I assume they probably will. But
no, they'll do whatever, you know.
Surprisingly, even the Oklahoma Supreme Court was like, you know, it's kind of religion-y.
Yeah.
Who are the two that said no?
Fucking, it's Oklahoma.
I mean, is Roy Moore moonlighting over on the Oklahoma Supreme Court?
No, but there's plenty of Roy Moores out there.
There's a lot of Roy Moores out there.
There's, I'm just.
There's a, God, I wish I could remember her name. In Alabama, she's a state rep, state senator.
Right.
I don't remember one or two. And, she is a lesbian.
Perfect.
She's the only LGBT member of the legislature
in Alabama.
In Alabama, you'll be shocked to learn.
God.
I mean, only out member of the legislature. Let me qualify that.
What is her day like?
I want to get for Mondays or no, to Monday. I think it's Friday. For tomorrow's show, Wednesday's crab diving here at crabdiving.com. Yes. 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific every goddamn weekday for your ear holes.
Cha-ching.
I'll get a tape of her because she's got a great accent. She sounds really cool, and she's smart, and she has been taking swings at Roy Moore.
Oh, that's awesome.
Her whole career.
I love it.
And she was on MSNBC talking about just what an embarrassment. What an embarrassment.
I mean,
The Supreme Court justice openly defying the Supreme Court of the land, a decision that has come down from them just because of his religion.
It's like, what are we doing, guys? What are we fucking doing?
She's really awesome, though. We'll get to, it's just great to hear her. So good news out of Oklahoma, though, with the Ten Commandments.
You know, the funny thing about that is, like, how are they, I mean, it's so, how big is it, 10 feet?
6 feet tall.
Okay, that's big. 6 feet concrete slab. How do you get rid of that? Imagine that's your job. You got to haul that fucking thing away. That's so funny. Wasn't that the deal, though, with one of the...
Well, they didn't put it back up, remember? Because a guy got drunk and runned it over.
Oh, yeah.
And they tried to blame it on atheists, but then they realized it was just some fucking drunk asshole.
This guy was wasted. You know?
So before they put it back up, they were waiting for this. So I don't think it's even there. I don't think anybody has to even take it down.
Huh.
I think it's very nice. It's been very nicely.
He's right-wing nut job asshole should think about inflatable monuments, you know, in the future, because you're going to have to take them down.
Several county clerks in Kentucky now have decided to stop issuing marriage licenses altogether.
What? Didn't they see the decision? Did they not know about it? They have to.
Altogether.
Oh.
None. Rowan County Clerk Kim Davis said Monday that her Christian beliefs make it impossible for her to give marriage licenses to gay men or lesbians seeking to marry a member of the same sex. Rather than face claims of discrimination, her office in Moorhead, Kentucky.
Oh, God.
Moorhead.
Yes.
Is refusing marriage license to all.
Right.
Until further notice.
Oh, God. I mean, what are they doing? What are they getting paid for?
And they're using this argument. She said, What has happened here is that five lawyers have imposed their personal view. See, that's they hate the Supreme Court when it ain't the Hobby Lobby decision, when it ain't the Citizens United decision.
And you know, what is it? You just get back to the argument. Like, how does it affect you, really? If gay people can get married, what do you care? It doesn't infringe on your rights to get straight married.
The Chris Job, president of the Kentucky County Clerks Association, said he heard from several clerks who have religious objections and have decided to stop issuing any marriage licenses.
Well, no problem.
Lawrence County, where Job is clerk, is also closed for the marriage license business for now. We are exploring our options.
No, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. You don't have to do shit. You don't have to work here anymore. You're all fired. Fuck off.
Well, you know, the Southern Poverty Law Center and the ACLU have offered their services to these court clerks because they're saying, you know what? If you do this, if you set yourself up for these discrimination suits,
yes,
they can sue you personally. Like, you're exposing yourself to also a civil lawsuit personally.
Wow.
So they're recommending... Don't do it. This is dumb.
So what
the way it is right now? Just
so what are they?
Don't do it.
So, but if the head of that office is saying don't do anything, are they supposed to do stuff anyway or try to?
A lot of them are in Alabama. Legislator I was talking about, she was saying that a lot of them are ignoring Roy Moore. They're just we're already marrying people.
There's no way
they're already married people. Right. And same in Texas, you know, when. The attorney general there said, you don't have to because of religion. Most of them are anyway. In Dallas, there was a wedding 2 minutes after they announced the... I'm not kidding. It was that afternoon when they announced the decision on Friday. So certain courts in a lot of the counties, there's just a few stragglers.
Right.
Just like fucking Wallace throwing himself in front of that college.
Send the hornets to clear the field.
Perfect.
Send the lotuses. Locusts.
The hornets Lotus. Will be coming, but it's going to be the...
Send the hornets.
It's going to be the liberal...
Oh, yeah.
The liberal ones. That's it, ladies and gentlemen, for this episode of Crab Diving.
Oh, man. You know, a lot of people don't know this. We do the whole show in blackface.
We do.
It's not true.
We'll be back tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific.
Right.
5 to 7 out on the Eastern Time Coast, live for your ear holes. You can get us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher.
Leave us a good review.
And at crabdiving.com. All of our social media buttons are there, too. Tickle them, touch them.
Yummy.
Go to our social media portals. Participate, mofos.
Right.
If you're going to buy shit, buy it at Amazon. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon or click on the Amazon banner on the Crab Diving site and buy shit.
Yes.
We get a little little touch or a little nibble.
Fill our coffers.
Ryan Pfeiffer's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where, when. Go to Rated R Comedy on the Twitter or RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience, also Vile.
And we'll be back tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram. @crabdiving.